You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and I've got your early edition spoilers for the week of April 22nd through 26th. And of course, the Thursday and Friday, the 25th and 26th, kicks off May sweep. So we're going to have big build up the rest of this week and early next week, and then we're going to explode into sweeps. I can't wait to tell you all about it. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And as we always do on the early editions, we take you through what's happening the rest of this week, just to give you context for the spoilers for next week. So we begin on Wednesday, April 17th. Constantine is in a panic. He realizes something is missing. Guess what it is? It's the pawn card that little adorable Thomas DeMera walked off with. That is key to his revenge plan on John and Steve, and now it's gone. Eric is further perplexed as he digs deeper into his and Sloane's financial situation. And Marlena gets some information about her husband John Black's time in Aria, Greece, and she is ready to tell him the truth, but wonders if he can handle it. And Paulina is pitching in as the search for Chanel kicks into high gear, and she gets her hands on some sort of specific equipment to help out with the search using her influence as mayor. Thursday, April 18th, Kristen is plotting with Stefan. They do not want EJ as CEO of DeMera Enterprises. They both have a bone to pick with their irritating brother. I have a bone to pick with EJ. I cannot wait for him to get his comeuppance. He's just been such a tool. Maggie is ready to go all out to keep Constantine in Salem, and that means putting a ring on it. Harris really tries to help Ava figure out how they can get that black book that Gil left at the bistro to give it to Clyde so that he will go away. But the bistro is shut down, and furthermore, she just has no idea where the guy might have hidden it. And Alex has bad news about Bella magazine to deliver to Teresa that is going to make her very unhappy. And Wendy talks to Tripp about her ongoing panic attacks and fear after the beer vat incident. Friday, April 19th, Maggie talks with Constantine about going through with the wedding and about their upcoming nuptials. I think probably she's not going to have many people cheering this. I think there's going to be a lot of skeptics and people warning her and trying to stop this. We also have Chad spending some time with his son, Thomas. I wonder if Chad is going to get a glimpse of that pawn card. Everett lies to Stephanie and tells her that his hypnotherapy sessions with Marlena are helping. They are not. And Marlena and John spend some quality time babysitting little Jude Brady, which should give Eric time to go over those spreadsheets and figure out where all the money is going. Rafe approaches Everett, demanding that he sign the divorce documents, and pressures him, and Jada Hunter listens in. That takes us to the second week of April 22nd through 26th. And again, we've got sweeps kicking off on Thursday. We've got two spoilers for every single day. And then, of course, when I have the full weekly spoilers video, you'll get them all. Right now, just a taste. Monday, April 22nd, Kayla and Abe are very upset about Paulina breaking out of solitary confinement and running off to help Chanel. Of course, you understand that she wants to make sure her daughter is safe, but she's walking around radioactive. Now, she's not like, you know, radioactive like plutonium or uranium. And I actually looked this up, and as long as she's not near little kids, pregnant women, you know, things like that, people that are at high risk for things, she's okay. And if she stays, you know, 6 feet away from people, she's not radioactive enough to cause them any issues. But people that are adults that are healthy aren't really going to be at risk from her, but they're treating it like she's a glow-in-the-dark thing. Meanwhile, on Monday also, Harris Michaels stands guard at the bistro while Ava is inside searching intently for the black book that Clyde wants with all his drug dealing phone numbers. Aren't they digital? I guess it's safer to keep things on paper. but it looks like they are not going to have a lot of luck. And that takes us to Tuesday, April 23rd. Teresa is trying to help Alex unwind. He has a very stressful day, so she offers to give him a massage, and of course he is down for that. But it turns really, really steamy, and he gets all heated up. But if she is following Constantine's advice, she is not going to let him sample the milk. You know, that whole why buy the cow? You get the milk for free. That antiquated, terrible, terrible cliche. So we'll see. I don't think that she is going to hop into bed with him. Not just yet. And Nicole and Eric have a nice chat about their friendship and their past. And I feel like he might talk to her about the money issues with Sloan. I think that would be very, very interesting. Wednesday, April 24th, we've got Stefan and Kristen talking about who really killed Li Shen. It seems like she does believe that Gabby didn't do it, and they're trying to figure it out. And of course, I'm back to, I think Li Shen is alive. They had something going on over at Days, and Remington Hoffman, who plays Li Shen, has been spotted over there. I feel certain we're going to find out he got Dr. Rolf resurrected, and he did this just to screw Gabby over and send her to prison. And I can kind of understand it. But then again, he was keeping, you know, her husband on ice all this time. So it's a very messy dynamic. So Stefan and Kristen are trying to figure out who might have really killed him. Well, the answer is nobody. And Stephanie tells a very shocked Jada that Everett actually signed the divorce papers. So I don't know if Rafe finally got through to him, if Stephanie gets through to him, if Marlena gets through to him. Maybe he just wants this over and done. Thursday, April 25th, Sweeps begins. And even though Days of Our Lives is not on network TV, they still participate in Sweeps, which I love. Maggie completely shocks Sarah and Xander when she tells them that she is getting remarried and she is going to get hitched to Constantine so he can get a green card and stay in the country. And Sarah seems to like Constantine, but I don't think she's going to like this plan. And Xander hates Constantine, and he is going to hate this plan. I'm guessing they're going to try and talk her out of it. Kristen asks Alex Kitiakis to spend the night with her. Now, he wants Teresa back, but he's also very sexually frustrated because Teresa is teasing him. So I'm very curious to see if he does the deed with Kristen. He might. That takes us to Friday, April 26th, the second day of Sweeps next week. Nicole goes to talk to Chad at the Spectator about a reporter job. I felt like that was coming after Tuesday's episode of Days while they were discussing it. What's interesting is Nicole talking about digging into stories and things like that. I wonder if she might help Eric research this financial thing. We'll see. Because that same day, Eric digs into the missing money and he follows the money trail and is stunned to find out about Leo living at the Salem Inn. And I wonder if he finds out it's on his wife's dime. Just a quick follow-up to our recent comings and goings update we did. The new Gabby will debut in June. And that guy that I showed you in the photo with her is a new character. He's not a recast. I was saying, I don't know who he is, if he's maybe a new Sonny. He's the wrong age to be Dario, so that didn't make any sense. And we now know that Al Calderon is reportedly playing a guy named Javi, who is supposed to be a new love interest for Leo Stark. That's everything I have for early edition. Spoilers, please drop your comments, subscribe if you haven't, and come back soon. We are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week on your number one soap opera spoilers channel. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.